MSNBC worries the demise of Big Bird could send America's children flocking to Pragaroo Kids. By Katherine Hamilton on July 25, 2025. MSNBC published an op-ed fretting over how Republicans' move to slash funding to left-wing PBS could send children into right-wing clutches of the propaganda platform Pragaroo Kids. The Republican-led Congress passed a White House-submitted rescissions package last week, slashing $9 billion in funding already appropriated by Congress. The cuts include $1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds NPR and PBS, for the rest of the fiscal year. The passage of that package is the first time in decades Congress has approved a president's request to cut previously approved funding, and marks a significant victory for Republicans who have been working for years to strip PBS of taxpayer funding. Republicans have argued that taxpayers should not be forced to subsidize a platform that claims to be nonpartisan but routinely tries to indoctrinate children with left-wing ideology. But MSNBC opinion blogger Jahan Jones warned that the end of PBS could mean more children will be educated with explicitly right-wing propaganda, like that provided by Pragaroo, the only content mill whose namesake, Dennis Prager, has admitted his goal is to indoctrinate children with a right-wing ideology. As Trump and his allies gut PBS programming and promote this right-wing alternative, the message seems clear: move over PBS, and make way for Pragaroo, Jones wrote. Pragaroo, which is an educational nonprofit, bills itself as the leading hub for pro-American content online. Pragaroo Kids says it provides free educational, entertaining, pro-American content for every grade, and includes topics like American history, civics, financial literacy and more. Pragaroo Kids is also an approved education resource in several states. While Pragaroo focuses on the promises of the Constitution and refrains from teaching U.S. history to children with the aim of making them hate America and themselves, PBS has been pushing LGBTQ+ propaganda and anti-racism into children's cartoons and puppet shows, all while taking taxpayer dollars. A 2023 report from media watchdog Newsbusters additionally found that PBS NewsHour covered congressional Republicans negatively 85% of the time. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.